This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESV Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Good evening and welcome to Lady Owls basketball. This is James Patrick coming to you live from the Owls Nest, where things have been crazy already. I'll explain that in a little bit, but we're getting off to a little bit of a late start. Thank you for tuning in there with us. Thanks for being here tonight. A big crowd on hand. The pep band is here. The opponent will be the Johnsonburg Ramettes. They still use the old-fashioned name. We'll be talking about the Owlettes in a little while as well, when they were called similar. So, a strange thing. So the Johnsonburg, I'm going to call them the Lady Rams. We'll give them a new name tonight. They don't have a JV team, so the Lady Owls played the Lady Wolves from Kane. That game came right down to the wire with the Lady Owls winning 28-27 in the JV game. Very exciting game. And then we had senior night after the team left and the new team showed up. The Owls recognized Maddie Reimer, their only senior. And as you may know, Maddie's been injured all season, but she is in the starting lineup for tonight. I do see a brace still on her broken finger, which she broke in the preseason. But they are going to suit her up for the starting lineup tonight. I don't know how long she can go, but that was a nice show of support there. So this is senior night. Like I said, that's their only senior. There was a few senior cheerleaders. We'll also be at halftime recognizing the 50th anniversary of the Bradford Owlettes team that was undefeated up until the state final in 1976 when they came up short to a team from Allentown. So they're second in the state in 1976. I don't know how many of their players are here, but they're going to be recognized tonight for their 50th anniversary. So thank you for sticking around for the late start. Thank you for being with us. Once again, James Patrick, Lady Owls, Lady Rams. We'll get started here in just a little bit. Lady Owls coming off a nice victory this past weekend down in Dubois. On the road in Dubois, unexpected, really, victory where they played really well. So see if they can keep that going here tonight against the Johnsonburg Rams. Lady Owls are always led, as always, led by Haley Keene. If Haley Vanelli's listening out there as an alumni, sorry about that. Haley Keene and Cammie Sheely lead to the Lady Owls. Looks like coaches are meeting referees now as the team captains are there as well. And I said Johnsonburg did not have a JV team. They almost don't have a varsity team, I guess. They have 8 players dressed for tonight's game. So, you know, small school, late in the season, don't know any of the circumstances, but several of their sports, as many of you may know, have combined with Ridgeway. Basketball programs did not do that. Football and soccer and things like that have combined with Ridgeway. Let's see. I'm going to take a 1-minute break. And I'll be back with some starting lineups. We'll do the national anthem. And we will be ready to play some ball. Once again, thank you for being with us. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford. W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
Welcome back, James Patrick. I'm going to have to silence here in a second. Listen to the entire national anthem with me, please, as the Pep Band performs tonight. Okay, very good job by the Pep Band, as always. Getting ready for some good District 9 basketball action. Lady Owls, Lady Rams, here from the Owl's Nest. Tonight's starting lineup for the Johnsonburg Lady Rams, Gianna Zimmerman, Maya Allegretto, Lily Myers, Gracie Cherry, and Bria McCabe. I would say sister Kyla McCabe is on the bench with Bryn Hatcher and Alexis Havida. Starting tonight for your Lady Owls, Olivia Funk, Alexis Kishore, Haley Keene, Tammy Sheely, and the senior, Maddie Reimer, here on senior night. Like I said, I'm not sure how long Maddie will be able to go, but because she is still wearing a brace on the broken finger that has kept her out all season. On the bench for the Lady Owls tonight, Shavia Long, Haley Clark, Miranda Davis, Bryn Benedict, Deidre Johnson, and Carissa Chamberlain. As just like the boys, I've watched the Lady Owls grow throughout the season. They, you know, they're much better now than they were. Doesn't necessarily always mean wins, but they are doing way better on the court. So, always fun to see. Once again, thank you for being with us. Our games can be streamed on demand at WESB.com. If you ever want to go back and listen to something, there's an archive in there, several years worth. Jason Nuzzo, the PA announcer, done with his announcements. Referee's got the ball. We're ready to roll soon. Thank you for being with us. Tonight's weather forecast, not bad. Not bad. I talked to my wife today who's in South Dakota. Let's give them a shout out, South Dakota. 58 degrees in South Dakota, western South Dakota. Okay, wrestling beat Olean. I just got from Mona the trainer. Wrestling beat Olean. Very good. So your Owls wrestlers on the win column. Haley Keene's going to jump tonight against Lily Myers from Johnsonburg. And here we go. And Bradford, the Lady Owls win it. Kishore with the ball, gets it to Maddie Reimer. Maddie Reimer, a couple dribbles, gets it back to Kishore, back to Maddie. Maddie gets it down low. That's Sheely. Kishore thinks about a three. Maddie Reimer into the corner for Haley Keene. Kishore back to Reimer. Reimer, there's Funk at the corner of the foul line. Back out, Lady Owls moving it fast. Haley Keene with a three ball to start the game. Lady Owls lead 3-0. Lady Owls pick up the defense. Johnsonburg gets it across the timeline. Outshot up, off the mark, rebounded by Funk. Gets it to Haley Keene. Keene across the timeline. Lady Owls lead 3-0. Keyshore, Reimer. Reimer seems to be doing okay, but that wing is injured. No doubt about that. Gets it down low to Funk. Funk with a jumper off the mark. Rebounded by Johnsonburg. Johnsonburg now bringing it up court. 3-0, Lady Owls lead in the early going here from the Owl's Nest. Sheely out on the defense right now. Lady Owls in a, looks like a 1-2-2 zone. And there's an errant pass by Johnsonburg. Lady Owls will gain possession. Keyshore is going to inbound to Keene, and we'll be on our way here. Back to Keyshore, across the timeline. Reimer on a wing, into the corner. That's Sheely, back to Reimer. Gets it to Keyshore. Keene at the foul line, kicks it out to Sheely. Sheely with a shot. That's a nice jumper from about 12 feet for Cammy Sheely. The Lady Owls lead 5-0. Reimer up on the defense. There's a three ball. No, it's a long two. A long two by, don't even know which one made it, but that's a two ball for Johnsonburg. I'll probably screw that up a couple times too. The Kane JVs were here earlier, and now the Lady Rams are here. So there's Reimer again on the wing. Gets it to Keyshore. Keyshore, there's Sheely, thinks about a three, pulls it down. Good ball movement. There's Keene down low. Up, shot off the mark, gets her own rebound behind the back, and foul on Johnsonburg. That foul is on Lily Myers, her first, the team's first. The foul was on the floor. Keene with a nice rebound there and put behind the back. Thought about a jumper there, Keene did. Brought it down, gets it out to Reimer. Reimer over to Keyshore. Keyshore back to Reimer. Looking down low, nobody there. Keyshore into the corner for Sheely. Sheely thinks about it. Keyshore thinks about it. There's Keene at the foul line. Keyshore does take a three. Oh, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by Funk. Too hard off the glass. Rebounded by Funk. Gets a loose ball. Keyshore. And there's Sheely with a jumper. And that's rebounded by Johnsonburg. That thing is moving like a hot potato, ladies and gentlemen. Lady Owls lead 5-2. There's a quick hand by Sheely and a steal. Gets it to Keyshore. Keyshore ahead of the field. Puts it up and is fouled. Going to be two shots for Alexis Keyshore. That foul is on Gracie Cherry, her first. The team's second. Good quick hand there by Sheely created the turnover. Keyshore hustling down court, so she's going to have two here. First one's up. And no good. Savia Long's going to come into the game for Maddie Reimer now. One more here for Alexis Keyshore. It's up. And no good. It did nick the rim. It didn't look like it, but it must have. So Johnsonburg has the rebound, and they're across the timeline. Lady Owls drop back into defense. 5-2, Lady Owls lead, almost halfway through the first quarter. There's a feed down low. A good grab. A couple shots that were errant. And Funk comes up with a loose ball. Gets it out to Keyshore. Keene gets it into the corner for Sheely. Back to Keene across the long. Long to Keyshore. There's Sheely. Gets it down low to... Oh, yes, she does get it to Keene. Keene fights it. Oh, gets it up. It was a hard fight to keep it going, but the shot was off the mark. Rams with a rebound. Still 5-2. 3:40 to go in the first. Keyshore. along with the defense. There is a travel on Johnsonburg. The Lady Owls possession with a 5-2 lead. Those cheerleaders are loud tonight. Keyshore with the ball. Calls the play out. Gets it to Long. Long to Sheely. Sheely Long again. Here comes Sheely again in the corner. Thinks about it. Gets it back to Long. Keyshore. Keen. Those passes are happening faster than I can say the names. Long has it now. There's Sheely. Thinks about another long one, but brings it down. They're getting some looks here, Lady Owls. Sheely down low to Keen. Keen gets double teamed, and they do get a quick hand in there and get the ball away. Johnsonburg fast down court, and there's a shot that's off the mark, and it's going to stay there. Out of bounds off the Lady Owls. Into the game is going to come Miranda Davis for Olivia Funk. I won't say on the radio what happened to her, but she got hit in the head, and her half of her ponytail came out, Olivia Funk. There's Keyshore with a rebound and quick down court. There's Long ahead of the field. Oh, Long comes up just a little short, rebounded by Johnsonburg. Still 5-2 Lady Owls. Keyshore on the defense now. There's a long shot for Johnsonburg off the mark. Looks like Miranda Davis ahead of the field comes away with a rebound. Oh. They might have gave her an extra step, I won't tell you that, but Miranda Davis puts it up and in. Lady Owls lead 7-2. Defense, good defense there by Long and Keyshore. Johnsonburg gets it up the court. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Johnsonburg resets. 1-2-2 zone, I'd say, for your Lady Owls right now. Into the corner. They try to get it down low, and it goes off of the Johnsonburg team, and Lady Owls will have possession. 1:36 to go. 7-2 Lady Owls lead. Keyshore with the ball. Over to Long. Back to Keyshore. Playing catch with Long right now. Back and forth. Davis with a not very strong pass, and it was intercepted by Johnsonburg. So Johnsonburg with the ball now, out near half court. 1:07 to go in the first quarter. Good defense by the Lady Owls. Ooh, quick hand there. Didn't come up with it. They try to get it down low. They do. There's a shot off the mark, and that's rebounded by Haley Keen. She comes away with it up court, across the timeline. Keen takes a floater. Oh, off the rim. Almost gets her own rebound. They may have called her. That is on Haley Keen, her first and the team's first. 39 seconds to go in the quarter. Haley was trying to get her own rebound after the errant floater from about 10 feet away. Oh, there's some miscommunication by Johnsonburg. So Lady Owls will have their 34 seconds remaining in the ball. 7-2, Lady Owls lead. Haley Keen looking for instruction from the bench. I think the coach wants to run it down for the last shot. Whole lot of nothing happening. Now they pressure the ball, and she's going to do something with it. Gets it to Keyshore. We let about 10 or 12 seconds run off there before anybody did anything. Yeah, Lady Owls are going to hold it now. They're down to 13 seconds. Keyshore gets it to Davis in the corner. Davis is contested, and that's going to be a jump ball. Possession goes to Johnsonburg. Funk checks back into the game for Miranda Davis. 5 seconds left in this first quarter. They get it in. It's touched and out of bounds. Lady Owls are going to get it back with 3.6 to go and a 7-2 lead. There's the roll down court. Won't start till she picks it up. It's Haley Keene. Haley Keene, long. They do not get a shot off. That's going to be your score at the end of one. Lady Owls 7, Lady Rams 2. We're going to take a break. We'll be back for the second quarter. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. W298 CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back. James Patrick. Owls Nest. Lady Owls basketball. Lady Rams from Johnsonburg. Lady Owls lead here at the start of the second quarter. 7-2. We're going to take the court with Shavia Long, Olivia Funk, Haley Keene, Alexis Keyshore, and Cammie Sheely. It is going to be Lady Owls' possession to start the second. Keyshore gets it into Keene. Fast-moving first quarter with only three fouls. A couple turnovers, I guess, but there's Keene. Keyshore had the open shot, didn't take it. There's Sevilla Long. Short jumper off the mark. That's going to go off of Johnsonburg out of bounds. Lady Owls will inbound. Keyshore on the inbound pass. Looking for an open teammate. There's Keene. Gets it to Sheely at the foul line. Couple dribbles. Kicks it back. Long. Keyshore at the three-point line. Back to Long. Long gets it to Funk. Funk's down low. There's Sheely. All the way back around to Long. They get it to Keene, who is fouled on the floor. That's Gianna Zimmerman, her first foul, the team's first foul. Lady Owls will inbound under the basket once again, 7-2 lead. Long with the ball. Gets it to Sheely. Keyshore back to Long. Long to Funk. Funk, an errant pass, and it is Rams ball. 7-2, Owls lead. Lady Owls, 7-12 to go in the first half. Good defense by Shavia Long on the ball. There's Sheely. Funk and Sheely, they create a turnover in the corner. Lady Owls will get it back. Double team there by Funk and Sheely. Out of my vision, but I saw it, sort of. Lady Owls get it in now. Come across the timeline. Keyshore with the ball. Calling out the play. Gets it to Keene in the corner. Keyshore again. There's Sheely with a turnaround jumper from the foul line. And it's good. Cammie Sheely with 4 points now. 9-2, Lady Owls lead. Oh, there's Long. A little bit aggressive on the defense, but gets away with it. 6:26 to go in the first half. 9-2, Lady Owls lead. There's a shot and a rebound and another shot and a rebound and another shot. And that's an out of bounds off of Johnsonburg. Lady Owls will get the ball. So they had three opportunities there as the Lady Rams. 52, Lily Myers with two offensive rebound and putbacks, but was unable to convert. Lady Owls with the ball then. Keyshore up court. 6:08 to go in the first half. Long, Keyshore, Keene in the corner. Long, looks, almost went to Sheely, got it back to Keyshore. Keyshore drives in. Long had an open shot, did not take it. A lot of them passing up shots tonight so far. Long shots, though. Keyshore, long. Back to Keyshore. Haley Keene in the corner. Keyshore back out on top of the key. Good defense here by Johnsonburg. Owls unable to get it down low. There's Keene. Almost got it down, but elected not to pass it down low. Haley Keene gets a step on her defender. Puts in a little jumper. Haley Keene with a 6 or 8 foot jumper. Lady Owls lead 11-2. Got her defender in the air on the jump fake. Dribbled around her and did a little floater type thing. Back on defense now, your Lady Owls. There's a drive by Johnsonburg and a rebound put back. Boy, that basket just does not. Cammy Sheely comes away with it. Ball was all the way down and came back out. There's a steal by Johnsonburg. Quickly down the other end. Shot up, off the mark. Rebound Johnsonburg off the mark. And Sheely has the ball. And there goes Keyshore quickly down court. Gets it to, there's Keene for a three ball. Nailed it. Haley Keene's up to 8 points for the game. And the Lady Owls lead 14-2. This basket on the other end is not being friendly to Johnsonburg. Well, nothing wants to fall. There's a bank, a three ball bank off the glass for Maya Allegretto. Off the glass, she called it. So 14-5 now. There's Keene with the ball down low underneath, gets too far under the basket, gets it blocked, and Johnsonburg comes away with it. And they clear out and dribble down court. That's off of a foot. Kick ball off of Bradford. No, they called a block on zero. So that's a foul on Sevilla Long. Her first, the team's first. Johnsonburg with the ball, trailing 14-5. 3:25 to go in the first half. There's a pass, good defense. Keyshore on the defense. You've got Long, Keyshore, Sheely, Funk, Keene out there. There's a drive and a shot, too hard. Rebound and a shot, too hard. And Haley Keene comes away with the board. She looks like she's going to, and she doesn't. I thought she was going to go all the way. They are going to give her two shots. Haley was fouled. That foul's on Gianna Zimmerman, her second, the team's second. Keene's going to go to the line for two. 14-5, Lady Owls lead. First one's up, and good. Miranda Davis comes back into the game for Alexis Keyshore, it looks like. Yep. Davis, Keene, Sheely, Funk, Long. Your Lady Owls on the court. Second free throw for Keene. Up and good. 16-5, Lady Owls lead. 2:52 to go in the first half. Good defense there, but Johnsonburg maintains control. There's an errant pass, but Johnsonburg gets it. Zone defense here by the Lady Owls looks, like a 3-2 zone. And there's a drive, and I'm going to say a foul on Keene. That's a push, and now that's on Olivia Funk, her first, the team's second. Keyshore comes back into the game now for Cammy Sheely. 2:20 to go. Johnsonburg ball. 16-5, Lady Owls lead. There's a quick hand by Long. She comes away with it, gets it out to Keyshore, head of the field. And Keyshore gets it blocked. Number one, Gianna Zimmerman caught back up to her and blocks it out of bounds. So Lady Owls will inbound. Good steal there by Long. Create the fast break. Good eyes, good court awareness to get it out to Keyshore ahead of the field. There's Keen down low. Spin move off the back iron. And it's on the floor. Johnsonburg comes away with a loose ball. There's a shot off the mark. Rebounded by Long, who has it tipped away, and Johnsonburg comes away with it. So Johnsonburg once again with possession. 1:49 to go in the first half. 16-5, Lady Owls lead. Coach is screaming for a timeout, as you probably heard him. It's a full timeout, so we're going to take a short break with him. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. James Patrick, Owls Nest, Lady Owls basketball against the Lady Rams from Johnsonburg. I got a, not necessarily a score update, but I didn't tell you who scored those baskets for Johnsonburg. Mia Allegretto with a three-pointer off the backboard, and Bria McCabe with a two-pointer earlier in the game. Johnsonburg's 5 points, 16-5 lead for the Lady Owls. Going to be Johnsonburg ball here with 1:41 to go in the first half. Thank you for being with us here on WSB Sports. We've got Davis, Sheely, Keyshore, Keen, and Funk out there. There's a shot off the mark by the Rams. And out of bounds off the Rams. Lady Owls will have possession. 1:22 to go, 16-5 lead. Shavia Long back into the game for Olivia Funk. Keen's going to bring it up court. Keyshore now has it, calls out the play. Miranda Davis on a wing. Back to Keyshore, back to Davis. Gets it to Sheely, who has their pocket picked. Rams come away with it. Quick to the basket. Nice passing. And Gianna Zimmerman with a two-point layup there. And a timeout taken by the Owls. We're gonna stay right here, ladies and gentlemen. Owls out of the gate early tonight with a nice lead. The Lady Rams just cut it to 16-7. Some good passing there. Found an open cutter down the lane. Haley Keen with 10 points already in the early going here tonight for your Lady Owls. Always good to listen to the band. And Keen, Davis, Sheely, Keyshore, Long out there for your Lady Owls. Bradford ball, 55 seconds to go, 16-7 lead. Keyshore, Davis. Davis to Keen in the corner. Couple dribbles back to Keyshore. There's Davis, Keyshore again. Davis, Keyshore. Keen in the corner, dribbles the baseline, kicks it back out to Keyshore. There's Keen for a three ball. Oh, it looked good, but it was not. Johnsonburg comes away with it. All the way down court. Looks like it's going to be a foul on Cammie Sheely, I believe. and two shots for Johnsonburg. Nope, they called it on Miranda Davis. I'm never right with those calls. That's her first, the team's third. Looks like it's going to be, I think that's a one. It's up and good. Looks like number one, Gianna Zimmerman. She'll have one more from the line. We'll see after she turns around, but her hair's too long, ladies and gentlemen. And that second one's good, and it was Gianna Zimmerman with the two free throws. Cuts the lead 16-9, your Lady Owls lead. 14 seconds to go in the first half. Keyshore, Davis, back to Keyshore, 8 seconds. Davis, Keyshore, Davis takes the shot. It's in! A long two for Davis. That thing looked weird going in, but boy, it went in. So your Lady Owls are going to lead at the half, 18-9. Nice half by the Lady Owls. We'll take a break, and I'll be back with a halftime show. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. Lady Owls basketball tonight. Lady Owls lead the Lady Rams of Johnsonburg 18-9 at the half. We just had a real nice ceremony. They went into the trophy case in the hallway, brought out the 50-year-old 1976 Bradford Owlettes trophy. Second in the state that year, coached by Coach Margie Holland. There were two members of the team that were here. I thought more were going to be here, but it looks like a lot of family and friends over there in that section. But a nice little ceremony for the 50th anniversary of one of the best Lady Owls basketball teams ever. Went all the way to the state final, lost to a team from Allentown. So, tonight's game, 18-9, Lady Owls lead. Not a lot of fouls, a lot of turnovers, both ways, actually. Some good defense, some good shooting. Haley Keene leads the team with 10 points. Cammie Sheely with 4, and Miranda Davis with 4. That gives your Lady Owls their 18. Gianna Zimmerman with four, Maya Allegretto with a three ball, and Bria McCabe with a two-pointer. Gives Johnsonburg their nine. So 18-9, Lady Owls lead. They're trying to keep the momentum going after they come home from a weekend victory at Dubois. Victories at Dubois are few and far between, so that was a nice performance down there. I don't know what they'd call that place, the Beaver Den. Do Beavers have a den? I don't know. So, nice crowd on hand once again. Thank you for being with us. This is James Patrick. Our broadcasts are all available on demand at WESB.com. Okay, Beaver Lodge. Thank you to my producer. We'll call it a Beaver Lodge. Hard to win down there at the Beaver Lodge in Dubois. Johnson Burke comes back out on the court. There's a large ovation for someone. Oh, little mini cheerleader over there. Little bit of a late start tonight after the Lady Owls JVs had a thrilling JV victory over the Kane Wolves. Once again, Johnsonburg didn't have a JV team, so they were able to get the Wolves to come down from Kane so they could have a game, and it was 28-27. Right down to the buzzer. Close throughout. Very nice game by your JV Lady Owls. Here comes your Lady Owls varsity back onto the court. Coach Blatchley, Coach Bell, Coach Funk, and all the ladies. I am going to take one more little break. And I will be back with you for the start of the third quarter here in just a bit. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back, James Patrick. I just looked at my phone and I got yelled at for my weather forecast. A friend of mine who must have heard me on his way home, one of the Kane fans. So we're just about to start the third quarter. Lady Owls lead 18-9. They've been in the lead throughout. And there's that mini cheerleader over there again doing her thing, and the crowd's getting fired up. So Lady Owls are going to take the court with Sheely, Keen, Funk, Long, Keyshore. Johnsonburg's going to begin the third quarter with possession. See if the Lady Owls have made some adjustments and can finish this thing off. Come away with a victory tonight. And here we go. Johnsonburg across the timeline. Lady Owls in that same 2-3 zone defense. Johnsonburg into the corner. Back out. Fake shot. Lady Owls, good defense. Converging on the ball each time it gets down low. There's a turnaround jumper from the foul line, and it's good. And I'm going to give that to Gianna Zimmerman again. Another basket for her. She's the leading scorer. 18-11, Lady Owls lead. Keen in the corner, down low to Funk. Funk double-teamed, gets it free, and gets it to Keen, who shoots a three. Off the mark and out of bounds, off of the Lady Owls. So, you know, Kane only down by, or, yeah, Kane. Johnsonburg only down by seven here. A little pressure on the ball by the Lady Owls. They get it across. They get it down low for an easy, oh, not so easy layup. Keene comes away with a rebound. And there's a long ahead of the field. Lays it in. Sevilla Long is on the board. 20-11, Lady Owls lead. That was a very fortunate little chain of events there for the Lady Owls. Wide open young lady for Johnsonburg under the basket for 2 points and misses it. There's a foul on Keyshore. That's going to be her first. Lady Owls first. Keene gets a long outlet pass to Long, and Lady Owls come away with two instead of giving up two easy ones. So good hustle there. There's that. Get it down to the foul line. Johnsonburg back out, top of the key. 6:22 to go in the third. 20-11, Lady Owls. There's a whistle, a timeout, a full timeout away from the ball. We'll stay here just because we're coming out of the half. Thank you for being with us once again. James Patrick here at the Owls Nest, Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports. District 9 game, non-league. 20-11 lead for your Lady Owls. Just starting the third quarter here. On senior night, Maddie Reimer was able to play, I don't know, half of the first quarter. She hasn't played all season. She had a broken finger. She is the Lady Owls' only senior. Broke the finger in the preseason, and that's been it. Wasn't sure of her status. I heard she was going to play tonight, but she still has a cast on that finger. So was able to get out there and, you know, go for a while. Can't risk it getting any worse. Okay, Johnsonburg with possession. Here we go. And they get it in. That's Zimmerman with the ball. Long on the defense. Back to Zimmerman. Oh, Funk hits the ground. She's back up. Good defense, but there's a three ball off the mark, rebounded by Keyshore. Keyshore, long outlet to Sevilla Long, who lays it in. Sevilla Long with another ahead-of-the-field basket. 22-11 now, Lady Owls lead. Very nice-looking outlet passes there, and Sevilla Long way ahead of the field. There's a shot by Johnsonburg. Hits the back iron, rebounded by Johnsonburg. Another shot off the mark, rebounded by Keyshore. Keyshore looking up court. Gets it to Long. Long drives the baseline. Oh, little floater. Front and back of the rim. Off the mark. Johnsonburg comes away with a rebound. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 22-11. Lady Owls lead. Ball in the corner. Sheely with a tough defense. Now Keene joins her. Keene and Sheely double team and out of bounds off of one of those two Lady Owls. That's the furthest point from me here, but Johnsonburg will inbound. Good defense there. Oh, yes. Oh, Cammie Sheely did get a finger on it. I was going to say almost stole it, but created the turnover. It changed the direction of the ball and went off the Johnsonburg ladies' hands. So Lady Owls with the ball. 22-11 lead. 4.5 to go in the third. Long, Keyshore, Sheely at the foul line. Thinks about it. Back to Keyshore. There's Keene, Keyshore. Long. Keyshore thinks about a three, drives, puts up a floater, and it's in. Alexis Keyshore is on the board for tonight now in 24-11 lead. There's Long, Sevilla Long on a tough defense. And that girl gets it out of her hands. They get it down low, and there's a tie-up. Funk comes away with a loose ball, gets it to Keene. There's Sheely. Oh, Sheely Ermel the ball. And Long got it, then Sheely got the rebound, and then they call the foul against Sheely. 52, that's Lily Myers, her second, the team's first. Sheely is going to shoot two. I would have said the foul happened way earlier than that, but Sheely's first free throw is off the mark. Davis, and here comes Maddie Reimer back into the game. Very good. Maddie's going to come in and get some minutes, even with that bandaged up finger. Sheely, free throw, short. Keyshore hustles for the rebound. Gets it to Reimer. Reimer back to Keyshore. There's Sheely at the foul line, back to Keyshore. Keene in the corner, a move around her person, her defender, and forces up a shot off the mark. So Maddie Reimer, the senior, gets back in there. Kind of, you know, favoring that hand, certainly. That only makes sense. Got a brace on it. That foul is on Keene. That's her second, the team's second. And it looks like, once again, that's going to be Gianna Zimmerman at the foul line. First one's up. Good. Kyla McCabe comes in for Johnsonburg. One more free throw here. It's off the mark, and it's going to be out of bounds off of the Owls. So Johnsonburg's going to get a chance for an old-fashioned three-pointer the other way. They already got the free throw. Reimer on the good defense. Johnsonburg bobbles it a bit, but they come away with it. 24-12. Lady Owls lead, 2:59 to go, third quarter. There's a block, a lot of quick hands in there, and that's going to be a jump ball. Possession will go to the Lady Owls. A lot of quick hands in there. I'm not going to be able to tell you who tipped that. And then it was a scrum. Several people tied it up. Here comes Keyshore down the court. There's an errant pass stolen away by Zimmerman. And Zimmerman pulls it back up, and they set their offense up with a trailing 24-12. There's a long three ball. Hits the rim and goes out of bounds. Owls basketball. Shavia Long's going to come back in for Alexis Keyshore, I believe, yes. The little cheerleader I was mentioning earlier must be Sevilla's sister. She came over and gave her a hug while she's inbounding the ball. Don't see that every day. There's Reimer with the ball. Reimer gets it back to Davis. Reimer, top of the key, looking for an open player. Can't find one. Takes the dribble, gets it to Keene in the corner. Back to Reimer. Reimer, oh, she telegraphed that pass, stolen away by Johnsonburg, and it goes out of bounds off the Lady Owls. They hustled back there on defense, but knocked it out of bounds. 1:45 to go in the third. Lady Owls 24, Lady Rams 12. And there's a kick ball by the Lady Owls. And Funk is going to come back into the game for Maddie Reimer. No, for Cammie Sheely. So you've got Davis, Long, Reimer, Funk, and Keene. There's a long three again. That time it's Gracie Cherry with a three ball. 24-15, Owls lead. Nobody stayed back for the inbound pass, and it's thrown away. Here comes Keyshore for Reimer. I was doing my scoring thing and didn't notice, but Haley Keene had the ball out of bounds, and the entire team left her down there. So she had to heave it, and it did not work. There she gets a steal and takes possession back. Keene, quick down court. Keyshore, Davis, Keene. Out past the three-point line, gets it back to Keyshore. 24-15, Lady Owls lead. Keyshore. There's Keene in the corner again. Keene, couple dribbles. Defender stayed on her, gets it out to Keyshore. There's Davis. Keyshore, little dribble penetration, back to Davis. There's Haley Keene, beats her defender. Floater. Off the mark. Rebounded. I'm going to say jump ball. That's going to go to Johnsonburg. Keyshore was in there fighting for it, as well as a few others. Sheely's going to check back into the game for Davis. So you got Sheely, Long, Keyshore, Funk, Keene in there for your Lady Owls. Lady Owls move up on the defensive pressure. Johnsonburg is breaking it, and they did all the way down court. Oh, somebody's on the ground there. There's a scrum. Oh, and there's a jump ball. That's going to go to Lady Owls. So they got it down low to Lily Myers, and Funk was the first ones to get the hands on the ball. And then I think Keene assisted, so they ultimately got a jump ball out of it, and Lady Owls get possession. 14 seconds to go here in the third. See if the Lady Owls can get a shot off. Down to eight. Keyshore with the ball. Long. Four. Keyshore. Sheely's going to take it. It's off the mark. Rebounded by Keene, but it's too late. That's going to be your score at the end of three. 24 Lady Owls. 15 Lady Rams. We're going to take a short break. I'll be back for the start of the fourth quarter. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford, WESB Sports.
And welcome back, James Patrick, here at the Owl's Nest, Lady Owls Basketball. Lady Owls playing well tonight and have a 24-15 lead at the end of three. On a night in which we celebrate Maddie Reimer's senior night. Looks like it's going to be Rams possession. Onto the court for the fourth quarter, the start of the fourth. It's going to be Keene, Funk, Long, Keyshore, Sheely. 9-point lead for the Lady Owls, who have led the entire way through. Zimmerman with the ball, calls out the play for Johnsonburg. And there is a kicked ball off of Sheely's foot. Johnsonburg will inbound it. Pass it around the outside. They get it down low. Nice move there to get around Keene. And there's a rebound by Johnsonburg, and then a miss and a rebound by Funk. Gets it to Keyshore. Keyshore long, too long. And the shot's off the mark. Johnsonburg rebounds. That was interesting. Long pass to Shavia Long. And there is a foul on the Lady Owls. Looks like that's going to be Alexis Keyshore. It is Keyshore. That's going to be her second, the team's first, here in the fourth quarter. First minute almost gone of the fourth quarter. 24-15 Owls lead. There's a high pass corralled in by the Johnsonburg player. They maintain possession. There's a foul line jumper, banked and in. That's going to be number 12, Bria McCabe. 24-17, 7-point lead for your Lady Owls. Don't like it when it gets this close. Sheely with the ball to Keyshore. Shavia Long gets it to Funk. Turnaround jumper off the mark. Keen gets the rebound and gets fouled. Haley Keen will be shooting two. Fouls on Zimmerman. That's her third. The team's first. Haley Keen will be at the line for two. First one's up. And that was interesting. It's good. It's good. I'd like to describe it to you. It was in, out, and then it came down and did a 360 and went in. Interesting. But a good free throw there. One more to go. It's up and good. Lady Owls back to a 9-point lead. A little pressure up court. Johnsonburg breaks the pressure. There's Zimmerman. Zimmerman's going to go all the way and try to get a shot up, and she does. Keen's going to be, well, maybe Keen. Yes, they do call it on Haley Keen. That's her third. The team's second. And it's going to be, I think, yes, two shots for Zimmerman. Zimmerman's first shot is up and good. She is the leading scorer for the Lady Rams tonight. That makes the lead 26-18, Lady Owls. One more here for Zimmerman. And that one's off the back iron, Long with the rebound. And she dribbles it and off of her foot, out of bounds. Johnsonburg will have possession, down by eight. Into the foul line, back out, Long three. Off the mark, Haley Keen with the rebound, looks for an outlet pass, nobody there. Brings it up the court herself. Keen by the first and second defender and a third defender. Diz a scoop shot, but it's too hard off the glass. Funk with a rebound. And they called a jump ball. Funk got tied up. Lady Owls will have possession. Keen, a couple nice moves, got by three defenders, but too hard off the glass. Shavia Long lines up a three. She called the bank, but it didn't go in. And that ball is, that's a foul. That's on Maya Allegretto, her first. The team second. Lady Owls will inbound under the Johnsonburg basket. 5:36 to go. 8-point lead for your Lady Owls. Inbound to Keen. Keen with a floater, and it's good. Haley Keen gets it down low on the inbound pass. Lady Owls back up by eight. Sorry, 10. I hope you're still there. Smashed my mic. There's a three ball by Johnsonburg and a rebound by Johnsonburg and a foul. I don't know who it's on before a shot. That foul's on Keyshore. That's going to be her third. Lady Owls third. Johnsonburg with the inbound. Trails by 10. There's a quick hand by Keyshore, but out of bounds off of her. A couple seconds tick away. Johnsonburg inbound in front of their own bench. Forgot to tell you, Lady Owls in their home white with red and black trim. Johnsonburg in their road blue with yellow trim. And there's a shot, short, rebounded by two different people from two different teams, which will give us a jump ball, and it will stay with Johnsonburg. Johnsonburg gets it in. Sheely with the defense. There's a three. Short. And it's going out of bounds off of the Lady Rams. Owls will have possession here. 28-18 lead. 4:54 to go in the game. Miranda Davis checks back in for Olivia Funk. Keyshore gets it into Keene, back to Keyshore. Keyshore across the timeline. Calls out the play. Gets it to Long. Back to Keyshore. Back to Long. Trying to get it down low. Yes, Sheely's got it. They converge on her. Keyshore. Long off of Davis. Not on the same page. Johnsonburg ball. Ten-point lead, Lady Owls. 4.5 to go in the game. Quickly up court. Oh, there's a loose ball, but Johnsonburg reels it back in. They get it down low. There's a shot, short. Sheely with the rebound. Sheely quick up. Outlet to Long. Long turns around. Shavia Long. I must practice those breakaway shots. She catched it, she caught it, did a 360 and a little floater, and it's in. Lady Owls up by 12. Down low, Johnsonburg gets it out, mid-range jumper, short, rebound, shot off the top of the backboard. Lady Owls possession, up by 12. Into the game comes Bryn Hatcher for Johnsonburg. 3:53 to go. Lady Owls lead 30-18. Davis in the corner. Long. Keen at the foul line. Long. Back to Davis. There's Keyshore. Back to Long. Long penetrates. Shot. Oh, off the back iron. Gets her own rebound and back out to Keyshore. Over to Davis. Keyshore down low to Sheely. Back to Keyshore. Thought about the three. Sheely penetrates. Off the mark. Keen with the rebound. That one went around. That was interesting. That's amazing stuff. That went around two and possibly three times, 360 around the basket before it went in on Keen's putback. So there's a full timeout. We'll take a short break with the Lady Owls leading 32-18. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESBS Sports.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. Lady Owls basketball against Johnsonburg Lady Rams. Johnsonburg had cut it in the third quarter to 7 points. Gets a little questionable at that point. But Lady Owls have opened it back up to a 14-point lead here with 3:11 to go in the game. Going to take the court with Long, Keyshore, Keen, Sheely, and Davis. Johnsonburg possession, approaching 3 minutes to go in the game. They get it across the timeline. They get it down low to the baseline. Back out. There's a three. Short off the rim. Saved but out of bounds. Lady Owls possession. 2:53 to go. 14-point advantage for your Lady Owls. Keyshore with the ball. Over to Long. Long, Sheely at the foul line. Out to Davis. Davis with a shot. Off the rim. Rebounded by Sheely. Back around to Davis. Now Keyshore. Sheely. Free throw line. Jumper and good. Cammy Sheely on the board. Lady Owls lead by a lot. 16. Johnsonburg, they did have a 10-second violation. Here comes Maddie Reimer in. Once again, Lady Owls only senior. She'll probably be in there for a while to get her ovation coming out. There's a timeout taken, 30-second timeout. We'll stay here. So once again, yes, it's senior night. Maddie Reimer, the only Lady Owls senior. She's been injured all season on a preseason injury to her finger, which still has a splint on it, but they chose to put her in there tonight and get her some time. So, just under 3 minutes to go. Lady Owls lead 34-18. Lady Owls possession. 2:13 to go in the game. Looks like it's going to be Long, Keyshore, Keen, Reimer, Davis. And it's not Lady Owl's ball. It's Johnsonburg's ball. They took a timeout after that 7-20 basket by Keen. It went around three times. That's only twice. Been a few of those tonight that have had weird bounces on the rim. So Johnsonburg with the ball. They get it to the baseline. There's a shot off the side of the backboard, but they call Haley Keen. That's going to be, they call Keyshore with a foul. Alexis Keyshore with her fourth foul, the team's fourth. Going to be Zimmerman at the line for two. Up and good. .154 to go in the game. Thank you for being with us tonight on WSB Sports. And second free throw off the mark and off of a Lady Owl. Kane will have possession. I did it once again, and hopefully that's the last time. Johnsonburg will have possession. There's a three ball from the corner. Short. Rebounded by Johnsonburg. Blocked by Keen. Keen with the rebound. Lady Owls up the court. 1:44 to go. They lead 34-19. Keyshore just taking her time there over to Davis. Reimer with a shot. Go! They wanted that one in bad. Trying to get Reimer some points here. Senior night. Maddie's down there fighting to get open. Reimer gets it again. Oh, out to Keyshore. Keyshore. Oh, they airmailed it to Reimer, and it's stolen away by Johnsonburg. Everybody in the place knew they were trying to get it to Reimer. There's a three off the mark and out of bounds. Lady Owls ball. 1:01 to go in the game. 34-19, Lady Owls lead. Keyshore with the ball. back to Keyshore. I think everything here is going to be trying to get it to Reimer. Shoots. Oh, off the side of the backboard. Rebounded by Johnsonburg. Seconds to go. There's a three ball. Way long, out of bounds off of Reimer. I don't think she could catch it with both hands, actually. She's once again got that splint on there. 25 seconds to go in the game. Johnsonburg inbound, maybe. Yes. And think about a three. Another think. They get it down low. There's a shot off the mark. Davis gets the rebound. Keene looking for Reimer. Maddie Reimer with the ball. 5 seconds. Reimer, shoot it. Oh, and she's fouled. Maddie Reimer's fouled with 0.4 seconds. She'll have two free throws. Smiles all around. Foul is on Bryn Hatcher, her first. The team's fourth. Reimer will be at the foul line for two. Let's hope she gets one of these. Come on, Maddie. First one's up. Good. Very good. Maddie Reimer on the board on senior night. Beautiful. 35-19, Lady Owls lead. Second one up. Oh, that one's short. There's a timeout, I think, to Sheely's coming into the game for Reimer. There's a standing ovation for Maddie. They call the game over at that point. The rebound came down. There was only 0.4 seconds to go. That's going to be your final score. 35-19, Lady Owls win. I'm going to take a break for a few minutes, and I'll be back with some stats and the post game. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Super Bowl 60. Join WESB Sports this Super Sunday, starting with pregame coverage at 2. Presented locally by W.R. Case & Sons, Hamlin Bank & Trust, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, New Bradford Auto Service, Metallico Bradford, Love Collision Center, Zimmerman Realty, Bud's Telling & Recovery, Cartez Family Vision, and Jim Coast Sales & Service. Join us for Super Bowl 60 on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back for the post game. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. African Symphony going strong here with a band. It's always a good time, as you know. And the Lady Owls on top tonight with a 35-19 victory over Johnsonburg. Senior night for Miranda Davis, and she got a point there at the very end. with her finger in a splint and all. So nice way to finish. Everybody was smiling. That's a good thing. So the Owls led the entire way. Johnsonburg cut it late in the third quarter to 7 points. Looked like it could get a little interesting, but then the Lady Owls widened the lead back out. End up winning by 16, 35-19. The Lady Rams were led by Gianna Zimmerman with 9 points. Nice game tonight by Haley Keene. She led the Lady Owls with 16. Right behind her was Cammy Sheely and Shavia Long with 6 points apiece. And we will be with you again Thursday night when the Lady Owls are right back here at the Owl's Nest, a makeup game against the Elk County Christian Crusaders. So a tough game here on Thursday at the Owl's Nest, old school D9 league action. So thank you for being with us tonight on WSB Sports. Once again, this is James Patrick. Final score once again, your Lady Owls 35, the Lady Rams from Johnsonburg 19. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.